Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 16, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein. This is 5D Immersion, and this is one of our free public events, our third of the month, actually. We had an extra one. So welcome one and all. So for those of you who are new to this, let me explain how we do this. This whole process will take roughly an hour. And after this little intro, I'm sitting at a shamanic mesa. I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua, and then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies. They're from many different paths and traditions. You may not even recognize them all, but I'll promise you they're all beings of love and light that are only here to help us. Once the allies are present, we'll create a closed container, which means that we'll have an energetic seal, which means that all the good energy will stay in, and only beings of high vibration and benevolent intent will enter the space. Once we've got that going, I will lead you in embodied awakening, where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And then once prepared, we will ask the allies to do the 5D immersion process. If you got my description, you have a sense of, you know, it's hard to describe, but a sense of what 5D is. And each of us will get that experience or get prepared for it the best they can. So here's how it works. If you're basically ready to go to 5D, you will. And that is, I call it like bliss puree. It's incredibly ecstatic. But not everyone may be ready to get all the way there. And in that case, they'll be given whatever cleanup will get them ready to get to that level. My experience with every time I've had a breakthrough to a deeper awakening, it was always preceded by a lot of heavy energy getting churned up and flushed out. And it can be pretty intense, actually. But in other words, a new consciousness can't enter until there's space for it. And in almost all cases, cleanup has to happen first. So tonight, you may just go into an extreme state of bliss. You may have some heavy energy cleaned up to make the way for higher consciousness later. So we'll see what happens. Alrighty, so that's kind of how it works. I do have a request of you, which is to be fully present with us. Act like you're right here in the room with me. And that way you'll get the best experience. And because we lift each other up here, everybody who's participating, even if they're doing it from the recording, is affecting the energy of everybody else. So please, again, act like you're right here in the room with me. Be fully present with us. If that's just not possible, it's best to exit the call. If you're a member, you can come back later and do it in the archive. And as a note, the recording of the events are only available to Awakening Plus members. So we have an archive of over 600 events that we've done. And again, occasionally a call like this is free to the public, but the recordings are for members only. And at the end, I'll tell you how you can get involved with the membership if you're interested. All right, so that's the key stuff that's important to learn. If, in case I didn't specifically say this, if we're partway through the call and you have to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the container nice and smooth, and that way your departure won't cause a ripple in the field. All right, so, and again, I'm not saying you have to have perfect concentration or attention 100% of the time. Even I can't do that. But just have this be the only thing you're actively doing is the request. Alrighty, so I want to also take a moment to welcome. We have, 59 people on the call right now. So let me just thank by name those who I see here. Welcome to Alicia, Anjali, Arlene, ARMJRC, Arunporn, Barb, Boris, Brian, Bridget, Brittany, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Chi, Cindy, Colin, Christina, Darla, David, Diana, Eileen, Elizabeth, Eric, Aaron. Who else we got here? We've got Fagan, Faye, James, Jeannie Lee, Jesse, Joy, Karen, Karis, Karen, Kim. We got Kirk, Laura, another Laura, Liz, Marla, Marianne, me, Michelle, MJ, Molly, Nikki, Pat, Patricia, Paula, Sherry, Sheena, Shirley. Wow. We've got Smand, Sandraya, Teresa, Tiffany, Tina, and a couple of phone callers too. So welcome all of you folks. So glad you're here. And I hope you have a wonderful experience. Okay, so let's do this. Again, I'm going to assume as I move forward that I do have your undivided attention and that it is safe for you to close your eyes. So obviously stay safe if that's not the case. So please do close your eyes if it's safe to do so, and take just a moment and feel overall just the way the body feels, just a general sense of the body. And if beyond that you have awareness of your energy body, the subtle energy in and around you, you might call it prana or chi or life force, just if you have any awareness of that, just feel how that feels as well. All we're doing here is getting a baseline. Just checking out, here I am. This is my state as we're beginning. Good. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you to be really passive while I call the directions and call in our beautiful divine allies of love and light. If you feel energy moving in or around you, just feel that passively. If you don't have that awareness, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Please, no breath control. Our method is pretty much passive, letting the divine do stuff for us. So I invite you into that calm state of feeling while I set us up. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Kuiti. I am that I am. Prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Now for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. And my yawns are not tiredness, it's the movement of energy. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. Thank you. We call all other high vibration, benevolent, angelic beings whose presence serves highest good. Loving that angel energy. Wow. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a good container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them in now, whether you're live or on the recording. Welcome, additional allies. Okay, thank you for calling those in. So now take a moment, once again, check in. How does your body feel? How does the energy in and around you feel? See if it's already shifted because of the container we've built. Righty. Now we're ready to do some embodied awakening. So once again, this is where you'll be asking your higher self to come join you in your physical body, but only to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You are not going to get overwhelmed. The invocations we use are guaranteed never to overwhelm anyone. So you can think of your body like a car. Your ego moves from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, so your divine self can get in and drive. However, the divine self only drives with the ego's permission. If at any moment your ego doesn't like the way your higher self is driving, you're back behind the wheel just like that. The higher self has already stepped out with no fuss. You're back the way you were. So if any part of you is worried about doing this, reassure it that it's safe. It's instantly reversible. There's no danger, no risk. You can try it on safely. Now, why would you want to call your higher self in? Well, there are significant benefits to doing this. Among them, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do intuitively more easily. And there's also this nice full-body euphoria. And those are just the beginning things that are so wonderful in embodied awakening. So if that sounds like something you might want to try on for size, let's do it. So in a moment, I'm going to have you speak to your higher self. You're going to do an 8-word invocation. Do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. So I'll have you repeat after me, if you wish, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Okay, let the words go and become passive. You may already be feeling divine energy coming in. It comes in the crown and saturates the body, kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. The more passive you are, the better this works. So here's specifically what it'll be best not to do while the energy is coming in. Please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. The bottom line is just be passive, let it come to you. be the open cup that it is filling. At some point, you may notice, oh, I got distracted. I'm not feeling the energy anymore. In that case, just gently return your attention to feeling the energy. If you are not able to feel the subtle energy, that's okay. Just feel breath come and go instead, on its own, passively. The final little nuance, if you wish, is to learn what's the least effort needed to even feel energy or breath. So for a sec, let's play this minimum effort game. For starters, let's drop to no effort at all, literally just drop to zero. Whatever happens is fine. So a lot of you are going into embodied awakening with zero effort. So it might be nice to know, well, how will I know if I'm in embodied awakening? If so, the following will all be true at the same time. Four things: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The state holds itself. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just notice if that's true for you right now. If it is, just hang out there and enjoy it for a moment. If not, then drop back to zero effort. Now, if it's zero, you still have awareness of the energy or breath without even trying, then zero is enough effort. If you've totally lost those awarenesses, then add back barely enough effort to feel energy or breath again. The idea here is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel that. Any effort beyond that actually makes it harder for the energy to come in. So just barely enough. Ooh, that's feeling really good. So based on what I'm feeling, most or all of us are in that sweet space. Also, one note, you don't have to go all the way to embodied awakening to get some good effect. Awakening is not an on-off switch. It's more like a dimmer control. Even if you get a little ways toward the awakened state, we'll take it. So usually with practice, people access full embodied awakening, and then those embodied awakening states go deeper and deeper into infinity. There's no final one, as far as I know. Alrighty. So just take a moment, feel your body, feel your energy. Yeah, we're definitely getting the thumbs up. We're good to go with the 5D immersion. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, but some people have joined us since then, as we invoke this and then relax into the process, we may actually go into 5D consciously. I shorthand that as bliss puree. But if your vibration isn't quite ready for that, then you'll get some good cleanup. And the eyes will get in there and stir up and flush away the heavy energies that have prevented you from making it all the way to 5D. So as I said, usually a significant awakening is preceded by a significant cleanup, getting the heavy energy out of the way that makes the higher state possible. So, we'll do it here. So if you're ready, we're going to invoke maximum 5D awareness that serves highest good. So if you wish to do this, then I invite you to repeat after me now, again, speaking out loud, if possible, silently, if you must. Here we go. Maximum 5D consciousness that serves highest good, please. This or something better. Thank you. Let the words go. You've invoked it, and you only have to say it once. So relax, and oh, here it comes. So you may already feel energy coming in. My body is shaking already. So some of this might be cleanup, heavy energy being stirred up and flushed away, as I mentioned. If so, then it's fine for your body to shake or vibrate or tremble like mine is right now. It's okay to cry. It's okay to make sound. If it's a really big movement, you might want to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or do whatever you need to do to get the energy cleared away. I recommend not being a drama queen for the hell of it, but please do let your body do whatever it wants to do to release heavy energy, if that's what it's doing. Whatever is appropriate in your environment. And again, it could be a still and silent process too. Just feel the body's natural inclination to move energy and go with that if at all possible. Now, some of you might just be soaking in bliss right now. That's fine too. I recommend a very passive approach. We have found in the years we've been doing stuff in Awakening Plus that by delegating the processes to your higher self and the divine allies and really letting them do it for you is usually a great strategy. And we all tend to experience that that is going to give us a far more helpful and effective and powerful experience than if our ego tries to do it through willpower or effort or visualizing or anything like that. So even if you haven't done that passive approach yet, give it a try this time and see how it works for you. So you've already invoked maximum 5D awareness that serves highest good. Now there's nothing left to do but be passive and patient. So relax. And again, the more passive you are, the more benefit you will receive. I just felt the vibration shift. As a note, what I am narrating is what most people are experiencing on this call, live or on the recording. However, your experience might be different at some point. And if so, please do not use effort to match my descriptions. If you're having something different happen, relax and go with that. The allies are working each person individually here. And that's true whether you're live or on the recording. So just relax and let these beautiful divine beings who know exactly what serves your highest good give that to you here. If heavy energy is being flushed from your body, it most likely is going out your hands or your feet. It can do other things too, but hands and feet are the most common exit routes. It tends to go down into Mother Earth, and Mother Earth, Pachamama, Gaia, she happily absorbs it. Yeah, I never know if I'm going to do music or not, but they are calling a song. It's one I've done before. So I'm going to get my guitar ready and support this process with some music. Anyway, this is not a performance. This is musical energetic support for the process. I'll want you to continue holding your attention in your own process, your own energy movement, your own breath awareness, and just kind of let the music be there in the background. Hum.
Gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've gotta know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other. Bend down low. humble yourself in the sight of the oneness. You've got to know what it knows in me. Lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Once again, note how your body feels and how your energy body feels. Feels like many of us are in a sweeter, altered state. Some are definitely hanging out in 5D. And don't get too caught up in labels. Just be where you're at. And know that the divine allies are taking you as fully into 5D or as close as they can get you that serves highest good. I invite you to release any preference about whether your experience at any given moment during this event is blissful or challenging. If it is challenging, it's only because they are purging out heavy energies that are in the way of your deeper awakening. So even if it's feeling uncomfortable because of the way they're moving energy, it is purposeful and it will help you in the long run. So I invite you not to resist that, not to wish it felt better in a given moment. And I will once again assure you that no one is going to get overwhelmed here. There's not going to be too much challenge. There's not going to be too much ecstasy. The allies are watching each of us very carefully and giving each of us exactly what serves our highest good. To the best of your ability, just feel the sensations that are happening. If you feel the movement of energy, just feel the energy. If you cannot, then feel your breath come and go on its own. And above all, stay passive. You will get much more benefit letting your higher self and these divine allies do things for you than any ego effort to do anything for itself here. There may be periods of silence, in which case, even if I'm not talking, I am still present in the field. So just stay with your process, whether I'm chatting on or not. Well, the new higher vibration just come into our group field. Relax into that. I am feeling some human effort in the field. So if that's you, whether you're live or on the recording, I invite you just to relax, let it be what it is. And please be assured that your passivity, your allowing the energies to move as they will, is your best strategy here. That's feeling pretty 5D to me. That means a lot of us are getting there. It's beautiful. I mean, you may be noticing that your physical body now feels more like energy than solid matter. It's always a good sign that you've gotten into a pretty strong divine consciousness. By the way, it is not necessary to leave your body to experience 5D. All higher states are available in the physical body, since all dimensions interpenetrate each other. You got another music coming up here. Once again, not a performance. This is energetic support for your process. Keep your attention on what you're feeling. Just as best you can.
A penicillin aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. A penicillin aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunaidi. Montai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 ayahuasca suma kunai di di montai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 di. Apenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chakrunita suma kunai diri mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 Chakru nita sumakunai didi. Mantai kunai kayali. Shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Otorango suma kunai didi, monta kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Otorango suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Five the awareness suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya didi. Five the awareness suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya didi 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 didi. Appena sale l'aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Archangel Michael, suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Archangel Michael, suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Shining rock, suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Shining rock, suma kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Familia suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Familia suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Shamu ya di 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 di. Shamu ya di 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 di.
is notice how you feel, your physical body, your energy body. And just relax back into complete passivity, letting your process be what it is, whether it's blissful, whether it's challenging. Just be fully present with no resistance the best you can. Doing your best to be passive and patient. That is a sweet vibration right there. Just enjoy that. Once again, if your experience is different than my description, go with your experience. Feeling really good. Just relax into this the best you can. Some of us are conscious at a level where it's all blended together. That bliss puree I was referencing earlier. And if so, you're just part of a big group consciousness. There's no individuation there. It's just a blended field. For some, that's all they're aware of while they're there. Others, they're aware of that and, you know, themselves at other levels as well. Whatever your awareness is, just be okay with it. I'm feeling a deeply profound peacefulness. Just whatever you're feeling, just relax into it the best you can. Take just a moment longer to open to this experience the very best you can, as passively as possible. Take a moment, see how you feel. What's your consciousness? Beloved divine allies, we wish to share the wealth. We're in a beautiful state together here. And we ask that you now transmit this energy to all beings on earth and all beings in the universe who will benefit from it. So please share the wealth now to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And the allies are now radiating the energy out to the earth and beyond. And there's no diminishment for us folks here on the Awakening Plus event, because this is being broadcast from the infinite supply of Source itself. So it could never run out. And because we're being part of the sharing of it, we actually get a bit more than we had. So when you share highest good energy like this, then you actually end up with more than when you started. Pretty cool. Everybody wins. And please, humans, don't use effort or willpower. Don't visualize. It's all happening on its own. Just relax and feel it radiating out if you can. Leave just a moment longer to share the good energy with other beings. Letting our divine allies handle all the details of that. Thank you, allies. So you humans, check how you feel now after that sharing. See if you feel any different. And if whatever you're feeling is better or worse than how you felt before the sharing. I feel better. When you share highest good energy like that, you're not personally depleted and you're given some extra as a reward. So usually you end up feeling better when you flow highest good energy to others. Okay. So I'm feeling us, getting more settled back in our physical bodies now, if we've been elsewhere. The higher vibration energies we've been working with are being infused into our physical bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Only as much as that part of you can handle. Okay. Looks like it's about time to wrap it up. Hopefully whatever 5D energy or whatever you've been experiencing has been integrated into your physical body as much as serves highest good. Acha mama. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Thank you, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Okay, that closes the formal container. And in a sec, we are going to open up for feedback, questions, etc. But let me first mention to those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, I put a description in a little email about it. And just know that it is $1 to try it for a month, full membership. If you choose to stay after that, it defaults to $19 a month. If that's more than you can afford, let me know that. And you can have it for $9 a month, exact same thing. So I try to keep it really affordable. I will be raising the rates on November 11 and a little less than a month. And however, if you join before then, you get a rate lock and your rate never goes up as long as you maintain membership. So just an FYI on that. So let's open it up for feedback, questions. Unmuting is available. So anyone, we have 71 folks. Wow. Anyone who has a question or comment, feel free to unmute and speak. Or if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine as well. I'll try to catch up. Anjali says, peace and release and feeling so much lighter within. Laura says, I finally understand what bliss feels like. That was fun. And Autumn says, thank you, Benjamin. This might be my favorite call yet. Wow, and Autumn's been on a lot of calls. Good initial feedback. Glad to hear all that. Sherry types, thank you, with a big smiley face. Again, you're welcome to speak as well if you just want to unmute if you're on the live call. Bridget says, thank you, Benjamin. This was really beautiful, and the music really added to the experience. Gorgeous songs and voice. Thank you, Bridget. Making a slight technical adjustment if I can. Laura says, this was fantastic. My energy totally shifted with the sharing in a good way. Your songs were especially beautiful tonight. Laura says, thanks, Benjamin. Do you use 432 to tune your A or a standard 440? I'm using standard 440. Barb types, thank you, Benjamin. The music voice really seemed to reach in and touch something deep. So glad. And Fagan says, thanks for the opportunity to be part of this beautiful healing energy. Wow, that's a lot of really positive feedback. Tina says, thank you. I felt a lot of energy moving tonight. Hey, glad to hear all the good feedback. And just as a note, you know, we do a couple of free public calls every month, but there's like a dozen calls a month. And that means roughly 10 calls a month are members only. We have a wide variety of things we do. And some of it's really gentle and peaceful. And some of it's really intense and heavy duty energy moving and clearing. And a lot of varieties beyond that too. So if you like this, you might like the membership if you're not in there yet. Jesse says, thank you. I drifted off there. Very healing for my head. Much love all. Jeannie says, the music always helps my process. Benjamin, this is a favorite part of my week. And then a ton of hearts. Thank you, Jeannie. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Denise says, thank you, Benjamin. I've been under a tremendous amount of stress and pressure, and it has been a welcome release. Wow. Glad to hear that, Denise. Teresa says, thank you. Bliss out. Sweet. I'm starting to feel the wrap-up energy coming in. So last call for live speaking or typing or whatever you choose to do here. I really thank each of you for being here. All of our time is valuable. We have a gazillion and one things we could be doing with it. And the fact that so many of you chose to come be part of this on this Zoom call and or joined us in the recording area, I'm really grateful for that. Nikki types, again, another peaceful energy. So happy to have all gathered, especially that Spirit Song joins us with their special participation and your wonderful leadership, plus Benjamin. Thanks, Nikki. All right, final call for questions or comments before we close it down. Diana says, thank you, so peaceful. Good. All right, so grateful again that all of you showed up. Super grateful to the members, the non-members, everyone who came together to create this magical energy. Again, it wasn't just me. It was all of us together cooperating to create this beautiful field. We did lift each other up. And he says, thank you and love to all. I agree. All right. Darla. Darla, did you want to speak?
No, I was just, thank you. It was awesome. And it was delightful. I felt very blessed.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
I love that music. I love the rattles. I'm not musical, but I love music. So it was a blessing.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Darla. Thank you for your feedback. Let's see. Christina said, thank you so much for the songs. Oh, here's, is that you, Darla, on the video?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, cool. All right. Hi. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Totally. All right. Any other last anything before we close off the Zoom call? All right. Michelle typed, immense gratitude to you. Experience felt like being home. Peaceful bliss. And Christina said, thank you so much for the songs. All right. That feels like a good ending point. Thank you all. So grateful to each and every one of you. Please join us again if you can. And big love to everybody. Bye-bye.